everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, a website, podcast, and app that is meant to empower, connect, and inspire you. I want to talk today about your painful breakup and what you might be feeling, specifically nine things. I don't care if it's your husband or somebody you're dating, whether you dated that person for 6 months or 5 years. Every breakup is unique, but every breakup is the same in the sense that all breakups hurt like hell. I mean, when I think about breaking up and how I felt at the end of my marriage, taking out all the stress of finances, the kids, you know, there was the breakup part of it. I mean, mourning that is so painful. So I think it helps a lot when you can identify and feel validated about what you're feeling. So maybe just listening to this and saying, yeah, I feel that way. Or, I don't feel that way, but maybe I'm going to feel that way soon, might really help in your healing, because that's what we're here to do, help you heal. So I think at the beginning of a breakup, there are these raw emotions, and they're just so painful because they're so raw. You know, they're new, and you haven't had a chance to really cope with them, and so they're still fresh. So the first emotion that a lot of people feel in a breakup is shock. And I don't believe that any breakup happens suddenly. I think that people who are blindsided, like let's say your spouse came home and said, you know what, I don't want to be married anymore. I'm in love with someone else. Yes, that is completely shocking. But I think as time goes by, people tend to say, you know, I missed the signs and I should have known. And that's okay, but there is an element of shock. And that shock is something that you wake up with every morning and you still cannot believe it. You wake up every day and you go, oh, I didn't dream this. I'm getting divorced. So it's shocking and it's gut-wrenching. So that's the first thing. So you could be in shock and feel these feelings for like months, even years, I think. I want to move on to the second raw emotion that people feel during your painful breakup, which is sadness. So, you know, you have this feeling of shock and then it's sadness. And it's like you run into people and they go, hey, what's going on? And nobody knows yet. And then tears spring to your eyes and they're like, what's wrong? And then you're like, oh, I'm getting divorced. And I think that at this point, crying on a daily basis is very common. Tears in your eyes. Just sad, you know, like, why couldn't it work? My wedding was amazing. I really thought I would grow old with him. It's almost like you're mourning the relationship that could have been. So that's the second thing. I want to move on to the third thing, which is urgency and desperation. And I remember when I was getting divorced, I was thinking, like, I woke up one morning and I was thinking, okay, maybe I can make this work. I'm going to call my ex. I'm going to say, you know what? We're making a mistake. Let's get back together. Let's try to make this work. And I think that's okay if you do that. I know people who have gotten back together 20 times before they actually decide to get divorced. Because think about what a huge, huge decision this is. It's frightening. And so you're almost panicky and you're thinking, I don't think I can get through this. I think I have to make this work. I just went to Divorce Girl Smiling and read all these horrible articles on loneliness and being alone and how much, you know, I'm going to have to go back to work and finances and the kids and this and that. I'm going to make this work. And so I completely get it. It's this urgency. It's this desperation. So you might be feeling that, but have the courage to sit back and think at the long about the long term. So that's my advice for that. Think about, really, are you going to take the easy way out and try to make it work and find yourself back here in the next month or 6 months or 2 years? Or do you want to really face the truth and the authenticity at this moment? Do what you know in your gut is right. Go through a lot of pain now, but end up in a better, happier place. Before I move on to number four about your painful breakup and nine things you might be feeling, I want to help you in this way. I want to mention a couple divorce girl smiling partners who I think could really, really help you. The first one is, if you're getting divorced and you think you might be able to get divorced through mediation, I would highly recommend Ellen Feldman and Brian James of CEL and Associates. And I've known these guys for a decade. They're a team of mediators, a man and a woman, which is really nice to have both genders. And they've been working together for over 10 years. They are wonderful people. They're really smart. Ellen's an attorney. Brian is a parenting coordinator. So they have the credentials, they have the experience, and they're CEL and Associates. I would highly recommend them. Okay, I am going to move on to number four, which is confusion. So you might be feeling confused. You might, let's say you have coffee with somebody and they go, "Why are you guys getting divorced? Tell me." You might not even be able to answer. I mean, it's so complicated. Every story is long, it's unique. There's so many reasons, but there's no clarity. You know, you might not be able to really think about and express what the real deal breaker was for months or even years. You know, in retrospect, you look back and you say, here's why we got divorced. Right now, it might be my ex is cheating, so I'm getting divorced. But we all know there's a bigger, bigger picture than that. Or this just feels wrong to me. I can't even look at my ex. I have so much resentment. But then the reasons later get clear. So you don't have to know a specific reason. And you don't even have to tell anybody. It's your decision and your right to share what you want. So that's the fifth thing. Okay, another feeling that you might have is anger. And you might be really angry with your spouse saying, you know, he took the last 20 years of my life. I could have been happy with someone else. I'm not young anymore. You know, who is going to want me now? Those are all really normal feelings. I was 41 when I got divorced. So looking back now, I'd give anything to be 41. You have such a long time ahead of you to reinvent yourself. I think one of the things that's so beautiful about being older is you can reinvent yourself at any age. You can change careers. You could do whatever you want until you're dead. Even if you're in your 60s, your 70s, you can still reinvent yourself. It's never, ever too late. So you might be angry with your spouse. You might also be angry with God. I mean, I remember just being like, why would God do this to me? What did I do something really bad to deserve this? Why me? It's really, really angry. That's a whole nother topic. I personally think that if you're angry with God, you shouldn't be mad at yourself. It means that you have a belief in God, and so it's okay. God understands. He's here to listen. And just please, please try to keep your faith because it will work out for you. I promise. You might also be angry with, you know, friends who you feel like are taking his or her side. You might be angry with your in-laws, just angry in general. So that's a very, very common thing to feel when you're breaking up. And then also, how about this one? How about, why couldn't he change for me? So let's say you break up with someone and you're getting divorced and now your ex has this girlfriend and he's acting so perfect and he's doing all of the things you asked him to do. That is a burner. That just kills, doesn't it? But here's the thing. Maybe the person you're going to be with next is going to get the best of you too. And also, people change temporarily, and they're going to get the basic person you were married to in his or her core. So just remember that. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm talking about 9 things you might be feeling in your painful breakup. Moving on to the next one is honesty. So when you're apart from somebody and you're going through a divorce and you're separated and he or she just moved out, it allows you to sit back and take an honest look into the relationship and really say to yourself, wow, things really weren't working like I thought they were. And that is almost impossible to do when you're still together and desperately trying to fix it. So that's a good thing that might happen. The next thing you might be feeling from your painful breakup is fear and anxiety. I think that fear might be the hardest part about getting divorced. Fear about being alone, fear of finances, fear of being a single mother, fear of being alone for the rest of your life and never meeting anybody, having to date again. Everything. It's so scary not knowing what to expect. And I want to tell you, that's one of the reasons I started this podcast and my website, is because I think if you know what to expect and you talk to other people who are on the other side of divorce, it makes you feel so much better. Not that it's going to be easy, but at least you know what you're headed into and you see that people can be happy after divorce. So that's another thing. Another thing you might be feeling in your painful breakup is insecurity. Newly broken up people are not themselves. Let me say it again. Newly broken up people are not themselves. You are not your same normal person. So if you become insecure, unsure of yourself, not your normal confident person that you are, recognize that it's temporary. You are in a vulnerable spot because you are newly separated. So don't worry about it. That's going to get much better. And then the last thing I want to talk about is hope. All of the emotions that I've just talked about are somewhat negative, but there's one positive thing, which is hope. And I think that every person who's newly separated, whether they're willing to acknowledge it or not, has this little piece of hope that lives within them and say, you know what? I'm secretly excited because I know that after I get through all of this stuff, I'm going to be happier later. And I think that is what motivates people every day to just keep going. The guy I haven't met yet, the job that I haven't gotten yet, the wonderful things that I'm going to become self-aware and realize have not surfaced yet. My kids being in a better place and not seeing their parents isolated and fighting, that hasn't happened yet. But let me tell you something, it's all coming. Is life going to be roses and rainbows after your divorce every day, every minute? Definitely not. But what it will be is better than it is now, but there's always going to be some little problems or issues. But you know what the biggest secret is that you are going to be so confident and empowered and feel independent and strong and so much better about yourself. Like, I look back and I think, boy, I didn't have problems when I was in my early 40s getting divorced. I didn't have the health problems I have now. I didn't have the financial issues that I went through after I got divorced. And I was thinking, I wasn't strong enough to handle anything. Now, I feel like I'm not perfect, but I can definitely handle things that come my way in such a stronger, more self-assured, empowering way. You know, I don't respond like I used to, cry and feel hopeless. I mean, maybe I do, but then I find this inner strength and I go, okay, let's tackle this. Let's get through it. Here's what can I do? And I almost always can solve it. So I promise you, hope is a good thing. You have a great future ahead of yourself. And I remember a friend of mine when I was getting divorced said, you know what? Now you have a chance to find someone who's such a better fit for you. And I remember at the time I was like, I don't want to meet anyone. Ew, I can't even think about it. So it takes a little time to get there, but just keep hope in your back pocket and don't forget. I want to leave you with one piece of advice about your painful breakup before I sign off. But I want to mention two other Divorce Girl Smiling partners that might be able to help you. The first one is Leslie Glazer, who is a real estate agent for At Properties. She's been an agent for almost 20 years, and she specializes in divorce, meaning she has a certification to help couples who are divorcing sell their house or a divorced person buy a house. And I actually used Leslie last summer. I sold my place, bought a new place. Leslie was my real estate agent for both transactions. Cannot say enough about how wonderful the whole experience was. Leslie is the best. So look her up. You can find her on Divorce Girl Smiling or LeslieGlazerGroup.com. And then if you need a mortgage or you need to refinance, I would highly, highly recommend Tammy Wolensack. And Tammy is a mortgage banker who has a specialty in helping divorced people as well. So there you have two wonderful professionals for your real estate transaction and your mortgage. You can find them both on divorcegirlsmiling.com. So let me leave you with my final tip for your painful breakup and what you might be feeling. Please, please, please let yourself feel all of the feelings that I mentioned. Let yourself grieve. Let yourself go through these emotions. You have to be angry. You have to be hurt. You have to be insecure. You have to have fear. You have to have sadness. You have to be in shock. You have to experience all of these feelings so you can come out healthy, happy, and ready to move on. Live day to day. Try to grab every ounce of enjoyment you can out of every day. That might mean anything having to do with your kids, noticing nature, playing with your puppy, enjoying your job, focusing on every good thing that happens to you. Because in the next few months, if you're newly separated and breaking up, there's going to be a lot of things that you're going to focus on that are negative. But as soon as you are, look out the window and say, look at this beautiful landscape. Look at my beautiful home that I live in. I am healthy. My kids are healthy. Just try to focus on anything you can that's positive. So in closing, I want to say, I'm sorry about your breakup. I know what you're feeling. I've been there before. And I promise you, things are going to get a heck of a lot better. I have so many articles I can share with you and so many podcasts. Go to divorcegirlsmiling.com. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful week ahead.